Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Top Boy by Spinel. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Top Boy by Spinel was released on February 17th, 2023 under the Cap Music. And it has 15 songs, which represents 45 minutes, 27 seconds of runtime. And I counted no less than 25 features with multiple producer placements. That's heavy. As I got into the music on Top Boy with track number one, Cruise, I felt like it was a cross between live music and Afrobeats, somewhere in between. I don't even know what to call it right now. And that's particularly that track one. It sounds brilliant, it sounds clean, it sounds pure. And it had me wondering, is this the sound that Spinel is going for across the entire album? This might have something to do with the feeling of the actual guitar that's on this track and how, you know, it reverberates in your ear when the strums are playing. And I kind of got the same feeling on Everyday, which is a mid-tempo Afro house, maybe with a little bit of Amapiano influence in there. But again, it's very light to the touch, it's very clean, and sonically it asks a lot of questions of you as the listener. There was a lovely scintillating saxophone in there as well, which I do need to mention because it was brilliant. I mean, it was brilliantly added to what the song eventually became. We managed to really get into the Amapiano side of things on the Smeeze and Dean produced Give Me Love, which is alongside Niniola, and wow, this song could be something unique, honestly. I mean, the album already has some huge, huge tracks like Cloud Nine, which Spinel featured Adekunle Gold, the smash hit Palazzo with Asake from last year. There's also Bunda, which came out a short while ago, and it's been gaining some serious traction. And then there's the Serie remix with Fireboy DML and Black. I mean, the album is already stacked, absolutely stacked. But when you hear songs like Give Me Love with Niniola, you start to realize that Spinel is only getting started. He's got hits under his belt which we haven't even heard, and I tipped this song to be one that could do some serious damage as time flies. It goes without saying, but something that made Top Boy such an interesting listen is the fact that it is stacked with top tier artists from start to finish, Cape to Cairo, everywhere and in between. He found some acts that anybody would be envious of collaborating with from the African continent or internationally. So as you listen through the album, you realize that the soundscapes don't necessarily stay within the same sort of Afro house with a live feel lane that I spoke about. They actually do graduate to different things like the Amapiano on Give Me Love with Niniola, and then Top Mama with Ricardo Banks, Fino and Tosh Gazi. And then totally goes in that almost Alte direction on a song like Honest with Teiwa, Tamara and TSB. And it's fire. It's still fire. But it sounds as much part of the collective project as Top Boy as the other songs, which might lean into more of the dance floor type of songs. And you can even add the really ambient Bow Down with Armour Ray to the list, And this one is unique because it almost slows everything down in the middle just to reintroduce another aspect of what Top Boy is as a project as you get into the second half of it. And what Armor Ray did on here, good God, wow, it's fire. And Spino reverts back to that mix between Afro and the live sounding live sound on track 11, which is Just to Be featuring Jess of Van Jess. And it really reminds you that he can do it all. And regardless of the tempo of the song, he can make it really feel like you are in an alternate universe and just drifting away somewhere. And that vocal performance by Jess of Van Jess is just hard to quantify in words. How to put it in the right words, I don't have the words right now. However, it's another pinnacle of this album, which really shows you how well selected the collaborations were. And from there, the album really just picks up in terms of pace and gets into more of your true, like, you know, party starters, dance floor fillers, as you get into Bunda, Sarah Remix, Power, and Power Remix with Nasty C as well, which is fire. And which actually has been released prior. I think it was released sometime in 2022. And it's great that Spino decided to, again, like I always talk about what artists are doing now, the waterfall strategy, leveraging the most successful singles, adding them to a project, and then adding some new stuff in there. And you start your project with all the streams that you already got from the previous releases. That is always something that works, and it does well just for the optics and the numbers that you see there. I think Spino has done something unique with this. You can trace some of the soundscapes to, like, there's this prominent, like, bongo and conga combination that happens on so many tracks on this album, Top Boy. And that really points to almost like a style of his, which it's the songs start with that prominent percussion, and they're highly percussive, done in a captivating way to make sure that you continue listening to the song. And that, it to me, is a Spino signature. He really likes the light touch. He doesn't add too much, particularly, you know, I know us as Africans, we love bass, man, we love those boomy basses and blah blah blah, but he kind of keeps it light, and he always adds something like an outlier. It could be a guitar, it could be a saxophone, it could be a harmonica, whatever it is, but he always adds something which is an outlier to the actual sound, and that brings it to life in some way, shape, or form. I think with this album, he has explored two different dimensions. First of all, from a sound perspective, the experimentation on the different songs, like when you look at Cruise versus Honest versus Just to Be versus Power, Remember Who You Are, those are wildly different sounds when you think about it, but all executed to perfection. Now, the second level to that is working with so many artists and producers on a 15-track album. To line that up takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of guts to be willing to deal with everything that comes with that, be it on the front end or the back end. So props to Spino for coming through with this album. I really rate Top Boy, and I recommend that you listen to it and give it a go. You are going to find some music that's absolute fire. To be honest, it's very hard not to listen to this album as a no skips album from start to finish. From track 1 right through to track 15, you get more than you expected, and it's always nice to get a good surprise, a pleasant surprise in the music industry. There's some really well done songs and plenty of hits to take away, including the sing-alongs that have already been released prior to this album becoming a thing. I do give Top Boy by Spinel a solid 8.5 out of 10. I think he's doing amazing. And so far from all the albums I've listened to in 2023, he's got the best one. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dain Dain.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.